Good day. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. Today, we're going to talk about anointed, appointed, and on the run. We never know how our life will begin, what will take place with each day, or how things will end, but praise God that He plans for our good, and He always knows the conclusion to the whole matter. When Tamar became intimate with Judah, and they had twin sons, the two of them had no idea that later one of those sons, Perez, would lead to a king of Israel, David, and to the Son of God, Yeshua, Jesus. In our lives, we seldom think of something we did wrong leading to what is right, or that it could also lead to being accepted in God's plan. No person, living or deceased, did so without being disobedient or making a mistake except Yeshua, Jesus. However, once we were born again, it is our purpose to love, to gain knowledge, have a better understanding, and to offer forgiveness in the same manner we desire forgiveness. Moses was anointed and appointed to lead the children of Israel from their bondage and slavery in Egypt, but he couldn't remove their minds from bondage. A verse seldom mentioned is 1 Corinthians 15:33, that evil communication corrupts good manners. Oh, but it will, and it did. Staying too long in a wrong environment makes a difference, and it is proven when bad characteristics latch on to the life of a person who never did things like that before. When the 70 members of the household of the man Israel arrived in Egypt, they loved God. And they had removed all their idols from the time Jacob, Israel the man, was at the home of his uncle Laban, Genesis 35:2-4. As generations went by during their stay in Egypt, the Israelites took on the attitude of their environment, believing in idols more than trusting God. They failed to realize every person not from the house of Israel was a Gentile. And unlike Abraham, who separated his other sons from Isaac, they were not set apart from the idolatry. Genesis 17:18-21. Genesis 25:1-2, and please see Exodus 32:1. Israelites were God's appointed people, and Acts 10:36-38 says that God anointed Yeshua, Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. Anoint means to consecrate, and consecrate means to set apart. Israelites were appointed, but on their way to the land God promised them, they were on the run from Pharaoh. And as we talk about this, let's know they were not anointed or appointed because they were great or because they were without mistakes. God knew that when he appointed Abram, that he was a Gentile man, according to Joshua 24:2. So it's not that we get things right that cause us to be chosen. It is because of, in spite of our wrong, God loves us and anoints us and appoints us anyway. However, instead of their tormentor gaining on them and taking them captive again, as Pharaoh followed them, God stepped in, and Pharaoh with all his army was drowned in the Red Sea. Exodus 4:22 tells us that God considered Israel his firstborn son. And see Exodus 15:4-5. Attempting to harm the children of God will always come with a consequence. God remains faithful, and he is our constant defense. The boldness of Elijah was amazing. The odds were against him when God instructed him to go before Ahab. And though Obadiah, fearing the Lord, saved 100 prophets and hid them in a cave, he was afraid to announce to Ahab that Elijah had arrived. 1 Kings 18:1-12. Elijah presented himself before Ahab, and later Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal. The Lord God prevailed on Elijah's behalf, 1 Kings 18:40. And Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal, and do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. Often I share with my family and close friends these words, "It's not what it looks like. Our difficult moments just seem like they'll never go away, but it's not what it looks like. Only God knows the conclusion to the whole matter." And he knew before the situation began. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. I began with David, and I will end with his situation, son of Jesse, a shepherd. Then one day, the prophet Shmuel, Samuel, in obedience to God, visits the home of Jesse to anoint and appoint David to become king of Israel. First, David will serve the present king, Shaul, Saul, 1 Kings 16:21. So David came to Shaul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. David never changed toward Shaul, but the anointing on David's life tormented Shaul, Saul. When we are chosen by God, who we are, choices we make, plans God places in our life, will or can turn others against us, just as it happened with David. 1 Samuel 19:1-2. Now Shaul, Saul, spoke to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Shaul's son, delighted greatly in David. So Jonathan told David, saying, "My father Shaul seeks to kill you. Therefore, please be on guard until morning and stay in a secret place and hide." The rejected king of Israel sat on the throne, and the anointed and appointed king of Israel was on the run. What is predestined does not become visible until the appointed time. David did become king, 2 Samuel 5:1-4. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and spoke, saying, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh." Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. No doubt we often connect the fact that Yeshua, Jesus, was 30 years old when he began ministry, just as David was 30 years old when he began to reign as king. Being on the run does not mean we are not still anointed and appointed for God. And if you would like to see how Hebron is connected, look at when Abram was first called a Hebrew. Go to 2 Samuel 5. In 1:3-4, then compare it to Genesis when you go to the time of Abraham, Genesis 14, when he is called a Hebrew for the first time. God bless you all. I look forward to you listening again.